soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on July 15, 2021. This is about the man or person without understanding. Look out for the person without understanding from the Lord. Avoid these people. There are people who have received understanding that only Jesus provides, and there are many who profess to know him but don't. They do not care to go through the required process to be granted such basic things a disciple of Jesus is to seek and find in him. We're in a time when the first finishing touches of this age are coming to the conclusion. A conclusion so dire for those who are not ready for Jesus to return, as he comes in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know him nor obey his gospel. Jesus gives understanding to his abiding ones. There are some who, once they receive some graces of God, only allow them to be squandered by false teachers who steal the valuable treasures Jesus gives, and they make exchanges for rubbish. Colossians chapter 2 discusses this. The profane fornicator Esau sold his birthright for a morsel of meat and stew, it is recorded. So do these people, the people without understanding that comes from the Lord. They do not choose to abide in the truth in Christ, but to withhold the truth back and reject it in unrighteousness. They are foolish virgins asleep without the necessary oil in their lamps. When the midnight hour of Jesus' return arrives, the cry goes out for all to make ready. The wise and understanding disciples of Jesus understand the time. They have what it is required to endure to the end because the Lord has made them ready. They are tried, tested, and equipped. The others are not. They cannot see. They do not recognize the lateness of the hour, nor perceive the noose of the snare around their neck. They step right into the trap of delusion because of their foolish hearts, unbelief, and stubborn insolence against the ways and judgments of the Lord. These are the ones who despise God, though they profess to know and love Jesus. They are liars. I bring this topic to discussion because of the so evident nature of the state of the religious people being so darkened and set in opposition to the Lord. The only solace is to know that each individual person was given the chance to walk with the Lord. In 2020, as the global government psychological war was instituted worldwide, God allowed the wicked to set up their masterful controls of tyranny, even limiting and closing down churches. This was the high time of God to call all people to return to him and come to Jesus Christ, the only true good shepherd. But did people? Very few. So many that have not abided in Jesus have left him, loving this present evil world. They're like broken branches, withered without fruit and ready to be burned. They are snares, briars, and thorns that have no use to God but to be burned. They are saltless salt, good for nothing, not even the field or the dunghill, Jesus says. People will trample them underfoot, since they're neither good for the kingdom of God nor the kingdom of the beast. They are dead. Spurning the voice of Jesus Christ led them back into death. They are likened to tombs that men walk upon unawares, a true spiritual death. To believe and obey Jesus is to have eternal life. Not to obey is to be dead. The Spirit of God becomes beyond grieved but quenched. This is the extinguishing of the fire of God to a person. These spiritually dead religionists mouth smooth words at God, but all along hate him. He says so. God told a man who loved him of the same thing occurring during his day. God instructed Ezekiel to go and tell them the words he had heard and seen from God regarding their apostasy and religiosity and hypocrisy. God told Ezekiel that they would not listen to him because they did not listen to God either. The same thing is true to this mounting last day. People do not delight in the word of the Lord. They do not know what the Lord Jesus is saying or doing. They attribute to him what he's neither doing or saying. They are false prophets who misspeak and mislead, and with the greatest sin of misrepresenting Jesus Christ. They promise make-believe platitudes to the wicked who stiffen their necks against the Lord and plug their ears from hearing the words of his holiness. These are the people who God has made the distinction. There is a clear and pronounced difference between he who knows God from those who don't. There's a very obvious distinction between those who serve God from those who serve their own religious whims. July 13, 2021, a Tuesday. I had a man without understanding approach me at the gym. I was walking on the treadmill. This is the man who over a year and a half, I've had a handful of very deep, powerful discussions with him as I was led what to say. I gave him a couple of articles on the things I myself was hearing from my own fellowship with the Lord. My treasure that God had given me, I shared freely with this man. He would feignedly listen and respond with jargon, buzzwords, and lingo. The following are some of the admonitions and declarations I presented over this year and a half. Number one, Jesus' clarifications on true discipleship and the call to love him more than anything, everything, including one's own life. Number two, the falsity of institutional religion that are the builders that reject Jesus, the cornerstone, that make merchandise of God, his word, and the people. Number three, the mandatory call to know and obey the voice of the Good Shepherd, Jesus. Four, the reality of the onset of global government of the beast through the ruse of C-19 in code because of censorship. Number five, vejection jabs of technology and substances that destroy the image and likeness of God is the end game worldwide. Number six, God called all people to return to Jesus Christ, the true shepherd. Number seven, that people who do not obey Jesus are dead. Number eight, that the false teachers, titled and paid men and women, are spiritually dead, blind, leading their captives into the ditch, as Jesus prophesied and warned. I had spoken with this man without understanding a few months ago, giving him one of the most dire warnings and sensitive care, admonishing, urging, pleading with him to seek the Lord with his whole heart, to repent, to examine his own fruit, which was corrupt, to recognize that he had a reputation and idea he was alive, but was actually dead, just as Jesus told the church at Sardis in Revelation chapter 3, verse 1. I told him he was one who professed to know God, but his mind and conscience were defiled. All his works were worthless to God. Titus 1:15 and 16. I told him, look at your fruit. You're not abiding in Jesus. You're a broken branch withering, only to be burned if you don't turn from your wicked ways. He stood there despising what I said, but it was not me. It was the voice and the word of the Lord to him. The day I mentioned earlier on July 13, I had just read, go from the presence of him who you perceive is without understanding, and the fool despises reproof, and he that despises reproof will die. Those who love reproof are wise and increase in learning. This is an attribute of a real disciple. Jesus told Pharisees who actually believed on him that if they continue in my word, you are my disciple indeed. Continuing in the teaching of Jesus, receiving its instruction and adapting and conforming and walking in its light, these are the ones who discover the truth. The truth shall make them free, and they shall live and not die. The others are dead while they still walk and talk in this corrupt, evil age. A couple weeks ago, prior to this last exchange with this spiritually dead man, he had come up to me and spoke much about his homelessness, how he had been evicted with his three cohorts, one a drug addict and the other two alcoholics. I had also long ago talked with him about God the Father's commands of who and what to have fellowship, who were to take part with, who were to share, have unity, having concord, being yoked with. 2 Corinthians 6:14-18. Obviously, this man did not follow Jesus nor the Father in his associations, and look at the result. He told me he was now off on Sunday so he could go to church. As if that was a good thing and approved of the Lord. One by one, out of his mouth, he showed to me how he had rejected God's word to keep and hold his own religious ideas, right down to the fact he had taken the deadly jabadoo and trusting in the lying words of those implementing global government. I was stunned, silent, as he went on and on, professing and showing his unbelief, foolishness, lack of understanding, and contrariness to God. So when I saw him again recently on the 13th, I told him, as we had met the previous time, how he had illustrated, point by point, how he did not receive what I shared, how we are in the institution of global government now, that the conspiracy 19 is a lie and delusion that God said he would send to those who would not hear him when he called, and when he spoke, they wouldn't listen. They had chosen the things he delighted not. Therefore, he has chosen their delusions for them and allowed them to believe the lies. I told this man that Psalms chapter 2 addresses this conspiracy that's alive and well to this day, that Peter the Apostle in Acts chapter 4 prophesied this fulfillment as the apostate leaders of Judaism worked in cahoots with Rome, Herod, Pilate, against Jesus in rejecting him and executing him on a cross, as all was written. I told this man, void of understanding, about how God gives understanding. A person must be faithful in little to be given more. A person must seek God for it. They have to hear with their ears and receive it. And there just are so many who do not have it. I told him, you think it's a good thing to go to your church, but they're not telling you the truth. They're lying and misleading the people into the ditch, just as the largest Assembly of God church known as James River is doing in Springfield, Missouri. This spiritually dead, blind, and dumb man told me, that's your opinion. I said, it's not my opinion. This is what the word of the Lord is saying. He retorted, I'm not going to argue with you. Here we go again. He said, walking away, mocking the time God sent me to call him to align himself with the Lord. As he walked away, I said to him, shame on you. I realize I have tried to help this man so many times, but he has endlessly, adamantly rejected not me, but the Lord. There's nothing one can do for those who have chosen against the Lord, loving their own ways, this world, which is God's enemy. They hate the Father. They despise Jesus. And as it is written, they also hate those who love him. To have or not have understanding is the question. A pure, true understanding that only the Lord himself gives to those who love and abide in him. This is the only place to be. All the foolish virgins who never did as the Lord directed are the foolish virgins without oil for the lamps in the dark midnight hour as the Lord will come. They have no light. Their lamps do not work. They do not see. They do not understand. They are blind fools. And it is what it is. And they wanted it that way. This is Trevor Davis, soundingthealarm.com.